Come on, eh? Take that. Ah, help. Help, Murder. Oswald. Look out, Oswald. Look out. He's got a tomahawk. Quick. This way. Take that.
Jimmy, what's the matter? Wake up, Jimmy. Wake up.
There he is, Oswald. Get him. Ouch. Oh, he's got me.
Jimmy, will you snap out of it? Wake up, Jimmy.
What?
What's the matter with you?
Indians, Oswald. Quick, Robbie. They got him. They got Oswald.
Will you wake up and shut it before they throw us out of this bunkhouse?
Where's that Indian?
Oh, listen, you mug. You've been dreaming. You're in the bunkhouse at the Lone Star Dude Ranch, and there ain't any Indians.
Oh, I guess I was dreaming. The Indians out in New Mexico has Oswald.
Yeah, and I guess they had you, too, with a tomahawk.
Oh, Robbie, it was terrible. It was even worse than that story we told them dudes yesterday.
Jimmy, it couldn't have been worse than that.
Oh, yeah, it could. It was much worse. They were scalping Oswald just when I woke up.
Well, I'm going to scalp you if you don't get up.
Oh, what time is it?
It's 4:30 in the morning, and it's just getting light, and we're going to get up and get out of here.
At 4:30 in the morning?
Yes, at 4:30 in the morning. After getting them 10 medals yesterday for being the worst liars in the panhandle, we ain't going to stick around here and be the laughing stock on this ranch.
Oh, Robbie, let's sleep another hour.
And have you go on another scalping party in your sleep? Not much. Come on. Come on, now, get out of that bunk.
Oh, Robbie, wait a minute. Take it easy, would you?
Come on. Get up. Before I throw this pan of water all over you.
All right, Don't throw it. I'll get up. Oh, I never saw such a persistent guy. What are you laughing at?
Oklahoma Jim Gleason, the bad man. You certainly are a sight for sore eyes.
Yeah, well, looking at Arizona Bob Armstrong ain't doing my eyes no good. Laugh that off.
Here. Now, wait a minute. Don't get back in that bed. Here, I'll give you this water.
All right.
I wonder if them Indians have scalped Oswald yet.
I don't know. They say it was a great battle when it lasted, though.
From the way you went into action on that pillow, it certainly must have been.
It certainly was.
Now, come on over here and battle that mug of yours in this basin of water before these cowhands wake up and start razzing us again.
All right. You know, Robbie?
What?
I think that dream of mine meant something.
It certainly did. It meant that in the future we gotta lay off these trick badman jobs.
Well, yeah, but I mean something else.
Well, what?
I think it meant that maybe Oswald is thinking about us. Maybe he needs us or something.
Yeah, but where are we gonna find the little mug? He just disappears, and he don't tell us where he's going or nothing.
Well, look. In that dream, we was fighting them Indians in New Mexico. Maybe that means that Oswald is someplace in New Mexico.
I certainly would like to run into the kid, but I don't believe much in that dream stuff. Come on now. Fix up that bunk, and I'll sweep out the place. We gotta leave it clean.
All right. But don't rush a guy like that at 4:30 in the morning. It's bad for the Constitution.
Constitution ain't got nothing to do with it. It don't say nothing in the Constitution about it.
Oh, I didn't mean that Constitution, you dummy. I mean...
All right. I'll take your word for it. Only hurry up.
Hurry up. That's all I hear. First it's get up and then it's hurry up. What's the hurry? We don't even know where we're going.
Well, we may not know where, Jimmy, but we know when.
All right, when?
Now.
Without any breakfast or anything?
We can get breakfast along the road. Come on now. Hang up that basin on a hook there and don't make any noise. Jimmy, will you please?
Well, how can I see in the dark? I ain't an owl.
All right, you ain't an owl. It ain't your fault, but come on and be quiet.
All right. You be quiet, too. You're just as noisy as I am.
Shh.
Oh, shush yourself. Don't tell me to shush.
I ain't telling you to shush.
There you are. Now who's making a noise? Knocking over chairs.
Hey, what's going on there?
See? What did I tell you?
You told me. Who knocked over the chair? Did I knock over the chair?
Them bad men telling bedtime stories.
Jimmy, will you please come on?
I'd like to take a poke at that guy for luck.
Listen, Jimmy, that might turn out to be bad luck. Come on.
All right.
Well, I'm glad we're out of there.
It's them bad men telling bedtime stories. Bobby, I'm going back there and take a shock at him.
Wait a minute, Jimmy. No, not now. Look, here's the car.
Are we going to stand for that?
Listen, Jimmy, if we stick around here, we'll have to stand for a lot of that.
Well, maybe you're right.
Certainly I'm right, Jimmy. And besides, we got to get on the road again. We might run into Oswald. You want to find Oswald, don't you?
Yeah, certainly I want to find Oswald.
After that scalping party and everything.
Now, you're going to stop. Now, you're going to stop, huh?
Will you get in a car and quit beefing?
Well, who's beefing? Who's beefing?
Jimmy, will you?
All right. I'll get in the car. There. Now, I'm in the car. So what?
So we're leaving this place.
Yeah. Looks like we're stealing away like we were scared or something.
Never mind what it looks like.
Well, we ain't even going to say goodbye to Mr. Two Gun Johnson?
We ain't going to say goodbye to nobody, Jimmy. You can if you want to, but I ain't going to be around when that gang gets up. Nobody is going to pin any more tin medals on little Robbie if I can help it.
Well, how about our pay? Come on, now, how about that? We got 30 bucks coming.
Well, look, we can leave Mr. Johnson a note and tell him to send it to general delivery at Amarillo.
There we are again. About two jumps ahead of a pay envelope.
All right, Jimmy. You can wait if you want to collect some more medals. I'll start walking and meet you up the road.
Now, listen, Robbie. We come together and we leave together. Give me a paper and a pencil.
Well, here's an envelope. Hey, that'll do.
Now, let's see. Dear Mr. Johnson, the pressure of business forces us to leave. Suddenly. Yeah. Please send the 30 bucks you owe us to general delivery, Amarillo, Texas. How do you spell out Amarillo? Well, that's all right. He know what it is. Signed, Oklahoma Jim.
Wait a minute, Jimmy. Wait just a minute.
What's the matter?
As far as I'm concerned, Oklahoma Jim Gleason and Arizona Bob Armstrong are things of the past.
Well, all right. Only I sort of like that Oklahoma Jim Gleason stuff. That sounded pretty nifty.
You just sign it Jim Gleason. He'll know who you mean.
All right, just Jim Gleason.
Yeah, now we'll leave it in the mailbox at the side of the road.
Okay.
Look, there's a light in the bunkhouse. Let's get going.
Have we got any gas?
Yeah, I filled it the day we got in here. Yeah, there it is.
Don't sound like it. There it is.
Yeah, there she goes.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Dude Ranch, and good luck.
Hey there! Where you going?
Don't answer him, Jimmy. Don't answer him.
Hey, fellas. The two bold bad men of the West, they're leaving us.
Wait a minute, Robbie. There they go again.
Oh, wait, nothing. You stay in this car.
Goodbye, Mr. Badman.
Goodbye. Toodaloo, Mr.
Robbie,
Badman.
Robbie, will you please stop the car? Will you please?
Beware the Indians, Mr. Badman. Take care of those medals.
Did you hear that, Robbie? Well, let me out of here. Now, did you hear them mugs?
Goodbye, Oklahoma.
Goodbye, Arizona.
Bobby, I can't stand it. No, I can't stand it.
You're going to stand it and like it.
Oh, what I'd give for just one poke at them guys.